Last week, Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola joined 27 other D.C. lawmakers from 16 states in a legal brief backing a lawsuit by federal regulators to stop a massive national grocery store merger. Most Alaskans live in a community where a Fred Meyer store competes directly with a Cars or a Safeway, so the proposal for one parent company to buy the others for $24.6 billion has a lot of Alaska consumers worried. Alaska Public Media's Jeremy Shea has been looking into the proposal first announced in 2022 and is here to update us. First, Jeremy, what's at stake?
So if you take what the companies are saying in good faith, not much. They've made sweeping promises about the good things that will happen and the bad things that won't if Kroger, which owns Fred Meyer, is allowed to buy Albertsons, which owns Safeway and Cars. Here's Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen in a video from September.
We are confident our transaction with the proposed divestitures will mean lower prices and more choices for customers. It will mean more opportunities for retail associates to grow their career while we secure the future of good paying union jobs.
The promises include that no stores will close and that no frontline jobs will be eliminated. Kroger points to its 20-year track record that includes lowering its profit margins to keep prices down amid past acquisitions.
Okay, well, how can that be possible?
The idea is if Kroger and Albertsons merge, they'll be in better shape to compete with even bigger retailers like Costco and Walmart, as well as growing competitors like dollar stores that now sell groceries and even Amazon. Bigger scale means bigger efficiencies, and that's where the upside is supposed to come from. Of course, most Alaskans live in communities where Fred Meyer competes with Cars or Safeway, so federal regulators are wary of mergers because they can be anti-competitive, concentrating too much market power and hurting regular shoppers. To try to win their approval, Kroger and Albertsons say they're prepared to sell off all 15 of the Cars and Safeway stores in those Alaska communities, plus three more in nearby towns, to a company called CNS Wholesale Grocers based in New Hampshire.
All right, so what's the problem then?
Basically, opponents of the merger just don't believe the companies, and there isn't anything in place to hold them to their promises. In Alaska, the opponents include Democratic Congresswoman Mary Peltola, 24 state lawmakers, an Alaska Grocery Store Workers Union, a consumer advocacy nonprofit, and lots of regular Alaskans. I talked to Vary DeSuvero, who leads the statewide consumer advocacy nonprofit Alaska Public Interest Research Group, about all of this.
It's a huge issue for Alaskans that resonates. You know, it's not a political issue, it's a pocketbook issue. Whether or not it's in good faith about these spinoffs, we've seen over and over that they don't work.
DeSuvero points back to 1999, when Safeway bought out Cars. ACPERG, as it's known, and Alaska's Attorney General got involved, and they worked out a deal to sell off seven stores to let that merger go through. Six of those stores became Alaska Marketplace grocery stores. They all closed within about a year. Fast forward to 2015, and Safeway got swallowed up by Albertsons. Federal regulators approved that deal after the companies agreed to divest 168 stores. 146 went to a small Washington grocery retailer called Hagen. Hagen wasn't successful either. Within a year, Hagen sued Albertsons and accused it of sabotaging stores it bought, got sued back by Albertsons, and filed for bankruptcy.
So if I'm getting this right, the critics think CNS is basically setting itself up for failure like Hagen.
Yeah, pretty much. CNS isn't a national player in the world of retail groceries, but is a big deal nationally in grocery wholesaling, supplying more than 7,500 supermarkets. Forbes says it's an industry leader in supply chain innovation, the largest wholesale grocery supply company in the country, and the eighth biggest privately held company in the country. So CNS is in a totally different league from Hagen. That said, the Federal Trade Commission says CNS doesn't have its own store brand product lines, loyalty programs, or e-commerce platforms that it needs to compete successfully.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, does Alaska figure prominently into the overall merger?
No. Kroger and Albertsons combined have 36 stores in the state. Across the country, they have about 5,000. And unlike in the Safeway Cars merger in 1999, the governor's office has been hands-off. Outside of Alaska, eight states and the District of Columbia have joined the FTC's lawsuit in federal court in Oregon, and the attorneys general of Colorado and Washington have their own similar lawsuits.
So what happens if the merger gets shot down?
There's a lot invested in this merger. Dan Monk, a reporter with WCPO in Cincinnati, where Kroger is headquartered, dug through financial filings and found that the two parent companies have already spent $864 million in merger-related expenses.
And Kroger will have even more money on the line than it's already spent. That's because Kroger has agreed to pay Albertsons $600 million if the merger fails.
So that's a big incentive for Kroger to appeal if these legal fights don't go its way.
All right, Jeremy, what's next?
The legal stuff. So hearings in the FTC case at the U.S. District Court of Oregon begin August 26. This case is important, but won't necessarily make or break the merger. The judge there is supposed to rule on whether or not to pause the merger, while more substantive arguments go before an administrative law judge in Washington, D.C. Separately, a Colorado state judge last month imposed his own order to pause the merger, pending a legal challenge there. That trial is scheduled to begin September 30th, and the trial in Washington State Court is scheduled to begin September 16th.
All right. Well, that was Alaska Public Media's Jeremy Shea. Jeremy, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Casey.